here's a story from The World.
The shocking pandemic number today, 1.5 million. That's about the number of people who've died from COVID-19 worldwide. And public health officials are warning us to brace for a winter when that number could climb dramatically. Mexico ranks fourth in confirmed deaths from COVID, behind the U.S., Brazil, and India. The head of the World Health Organization, Tedros Ghebreyesus, said yesterday that Mexico was in bad shape and that the rise in cases and deaths was very worrying. As in many places, the coronavirus has had a serious impact on Mexico's medical personnel. Shannon Young has more on that from the Mexican state of Oaxaca.
Mexico never got its first wave of COVID fully under control, and cases are once again surging after months of stagnation. Healthcare workers here haven't had much of a break. Among them is Dr. Lorena Guerrero, an infectious disease fellow at the National Institute of Health Sciences and Nutrition, one of Mexico's top hospitals.
We are really tired. All the healthcare professionals are really tired of treating patients with COVID nonstop.
Beyond the exhaustion, medical professionals are also getting sick. Government data shows the virus has killed more than 2,000 Mexican healthcare workers since March. Guerrero co-authored a research paper on COVID mortality among medical workers in Mexico City and found many reasons for the deaths. Among them were high rates of comorbidities, not enough access to personal protective equipment, and inadequate testing to detect cases.
Hemos usado una palabra que es inconmensurable. Inconmensurable.
Deputy Health Secretary Dr. Hugo López-Gatell leads Mexico's COVID task force. He's repeatedly dismissed the need for mass testing, arguing the pandemic is immeasurable. The task force has used a methodology called sentinel surveillance, which restricts outpatient testing to a small sample of people who report to clinics with COVID-like symptoms. López-Gatell argues that results from these samples reveal the dimensions of the larger outbreak without using the resources needed to mass test. But sparse testing means sparse knowledge of who is actually infected with the coronavirus, and that can lead to uncontrolled spread. Dr. Guerrero, the infectious disease fellow, says low testing has been especially dangerous for healthcare workers who have limited access to PPE.
Only when they were treating patients with COVID, diagnosed with COVID, they used the protection. So if you didn't think that you were treating a patient with COVID, you didn't get the equipment. And that's a problem because sometimes you don't know who has COVID and who doesn't until they have symptoms.
Guerrero says the hospital where she works has ample supplies of PPE and access to tests with quick results thanks to an on-site lab. But that's not the case at many smaller hospitals, particularly those where COVID patients and people with more routine problems receive treatment in the same building. A September report by Amnesty International showed Mexico led the world in the known number of healthcare workers lost to the virus. Since then, deaths among medical professionals here have increased by an average of nearly 8 per day.
Aquí es importante hacer una precisión y que en su momento también.
At a recent press conference, Mexico's chief epidemiologist, Dr. José Luis Alomía, defended the government's management of the pandemic. He suggests official data on healthcare worker deaths may paint an exaggerated picture of workplace risks. Months ago, the government offered paid protective leave to public sector healthcare workers in high-risk categories. But not all medical personnel on leave from public hospitals stay home. Guerrero points out that it's common for physicians in Mexico to maintain private practices.
So you cannot say entirely that they are at their house or at their home without risk. They are probably, or they could be, working with COVID patients in other institutions.
Several healthcare workers here in Oaxaca spoke off the record due to concerns of professional reprisals. They say hospital-issued protective gear is sometimes substandard, and they often have to spend their own money for N95 masks, face shields, and even hand sanitizer. A couple of hospital staffers said colleagues who were supposed to be on protective leave are sometimes called in to cover shifts when staffing is short. In light of the challenges facing healthcare workers, volunteers are stepping in to help. Josue Martinez is with a brigade of volunteer paramedics known as Brigadas Arvul.
El número que nos corrió a nosotros es el 911.
The group has an ambulance, and Martina says they coordinate with Oaxaca's 911 emergency dispatch service. They're mostly active on weekends, he says, to help respond to more routine medical emergencies and administer first aid. This frees up professional paramedics to handle more complicated cases, like transporting COVID patients. During their downtime, the volunteers ask for spare change donations at traffic lights to cover the costs of first aid materials and gas for the ambulance. Others help out by volunteering from home. Arturo Erderli is a mathematician and statistics professor at Mexico's National University, UNAM. Every night he compiles, updates, and tweets easy-to-read graphs based on data released by the Federal Health Secretariat. His hashtag means I have other graphs, and he's become a trusted data analyst for healthcare workers, journalists, and his Twitter followers. But halting Mexico's spiraling crisis requires more than volunteerism. Frontline healthcare workers like Dr. Lorena Guerrero say Mexico needs to overhaul its national COVID response strategy.
First thing I would say is to test, increase the numbers of tests everywhere, at schools, at work, at the hospitals. Second recommendation would be to be sure that everyone knows how to use their face masks.
After months of grueling work and loss, it's clear the best way to help healthcare workers is to change the conditions that are making them sick. But lightening that load isn't up to them. It's a social contract that will require large-scale institutional effort, political will, and disciplined participation from the general public. For The World, I'm Shannon Young in Oaxaca, Mexico.